from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, drilling down on our fantasy football draft order. We're going to get to that shortly. Let's get some calls in here. Time's yours this segment and more. A lot happened, plus I got to give the fifth question to MacMan on five questions for Jody today. Let's get right to the calls. Let's talk to our buddy Ken in Cinnaminson. Ken, what's going on, dude?
Good morning, friends. What a lovely morning today here in Delaware Valley.
Appreciate it.
I want to get to the Eagles real quick because something that came up earlier in the show. But on the Phillies,
yep.
I just want to say I am going to look at the rest of the season in the context of that Scott Lauber article the other day about his conversation and the things that John Middleton said to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that portends Middleton's frustration with what we all see as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result with this team. And I mean, it's not lost on me that Dave Dombrowski's big trade deadline chip was to go out and get a closer to stabilize the back of the bullpen, and the guy appears to be a train wreck right now. So that article is going to hang over the rest of the Philly season and how I look at things. I think it's really important that everybody reads it.
Well, I'll say this, that article, and then also, you know, Ken, I don't know if you heard the interview we had with Middleton 2 years ago, maybe. He was very direct on our program where it's like, this isn't just like he wants to win a championship. It's not like he just wants to win two championships. He wants this entire era of baseball to be known as the era when the Phillies dominate Major League Baseball. He made that crystal clear to us, which the only way you can get that is like three championships, you know, four, like to be a dynasty. So, yeah, I mean, they got a long way to go to achieve that. I don't think he was joking around when he said it. I'm certain he meant it. And so I do think that if they don't achieve this year with the money he's putting out, he's going to be in a foul mood and some heads could roll.
That's the way I'm looking at it too. I think that was a shot across everybody's bow, that article this week. On the Eagles, I just want to point something out. There was a conversation earlier this morning that was, Joe, you kind of mentioned it as an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I know you haven't yet said today that you're broadcasting live from the studio, so I'm a little surprised.
That's right. Live from the WIP.
But, yeah. You know, we had a caller early, I think it was in the 7 o'clock hour, who mentioned, you know, basically, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, how can we figure out a way to get rid of Nick Sirianni because the Eagles win the Super Bowl? So, you know, if they win the Super Bowl this year, that will mean that Nick Sirianni has been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years.
Yeah, but Ken, his point was interesting.
And if, we're looking for a reason. Hold on,
but Ken, if Lori and Howie believe that Kellen Moore is more important, that's not uninteresting.
Well, don't you find it interesting that the common thread there is the head coach is the same head coach? Like, this is how ridiculous this has gotten. We're talking about if the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, how can we use that as a justification to fire the head coach or
well, I hear you. But just know this, Ken, and I'm not saying Kellen Moore is this at all, but just know this, and you probably know it, 99% of people listening probably don't. The New York Giants, there was a point in the 1950s, they had a head coach that right now, other than Jody Mack, no one right now knows who it was. They had one coordinator named Vince Lombardi. They had another coordinator named Tom Landry. I'm just guessing that if they had kept either Tom Landry or Vince Lombardi, they probably would have had a better 60s.
I think Ali Sherman was the head.
I think it was Ali Sherman.
Good call.
All right, Ken, but you get my point. All right, Ken, give me an answer, a great sports quote.
And I wasn't alive for that, by the way. Let me just clarify.
Okay.
One of my favorites of all time that I apply to life in general, when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
You got it, my man. All right, Ken, good stuff. All right,
Yogi.
So MacMan is going to be our picker. I'm going to hand you this tasty cake bag.
The tasty cake bag, the all-important tasty cake bag.
That in it has 12...
Which, by the way, Wechter finished all the tasty cakes before.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Put the names in there.
All right, so Jody gets a little...
Let that be on record.
A little shot. All right, so hold on, Jody. Don't do anything yet. So,
multiple shots at Wechter.
Now I propose something. So there's 12 teams in this league. There's two different teams that have two team owners. Let's welcome in Mr. Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas.
Hello.
From the
good morning.
WIP Midday Show. We're part of this
good
fantasy
morning.
Football.
What's good morning, up, guys? How we doing?
Morning, Joe. Morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
That was an homage. That was you.
Hugh doesn't wake up till 10,
wait,
so he's not quite ready.
Was supposed to be an impression,
Hugh,
Joe?
I was doing you.
I knew what you were doing.
I was doing you to you, or put another way, I was doing Hugh to Hugh.
That was terrible.
Is that dorky?
That was pretty dorky.
What's it like to have a name that's also like... you
mean that,
but it's
that
not.
They made fun of me about when I was little? It built character. Oh no, stop it! Don't hit me with the
talk about repressed emotions.
It builds character.
We gotta throw a flag.
It built character.
Who gave him a hard time when he was a young man?
Oh,
I'm
everybody.
Guessing no one.
I had a
no
Jerry.
One in his grade school.
And I had a Jerry curl.
Let's make fun of you.
Can we find some old photos of that?
Jerry curl. No, yeah, I burnt all the Jerry curl pictures. But I had one of the. I had a drippy Jerry curl. It was named Hugh.
Guess what? I would have looked you dead in the eye and go, wow, looks good, you.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, you would lay me out.
I was more like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man when I was growing up. It kind of took me a while to grow into my body.
Did you? Okay.
All right, so we got to do this. You know, Rod and Ava want this fantasy draft today on our show. Now, first off, Devin, you're not in the league. I looked at the names. Like,
I'm not.
Were you asked?
No, I guess my invite got lost in the mail. So
well, they didn't want you to win.
Here's the one thing I'll say.
Mine.
The one thing I'll say in the station's defense, it is hard. Like, Seltzer, you've been part of this for a long time.
Yeah, once the spot's full, it's full. We actually used to be.
Nobody wants 14 teams in the league.
Yeah, we used to be 14, and we cut it to 12, so we actually got rid of people.
That was bad. 14's too many. All right. Now, I have a proposal, but we can only do this if the room signs off on it, or league members sign off on it. So instead of the first name out being the guy that gets the first pick or the 12th pick.
I think we should
go
reverse order.
No.
Oh.
Total haphazardness. Like, I would say that, like, first name out could be, and we'll predetermine it. Like, first one, you get the 7th pick.
Why would you make this so much harder?
Just to be that
it's
guy.
Harder than it was.
I want to call it controversy right from the
what
start.
What about for the listener who's trying to follow along? Like, how does
we'll
that
we'll
make
we'll
sense?
Tell you at the end.
Get out your pen and piece of paper. Be ready.
Pull
here.
Over. Get out your pen and paper.
Right.
That's what you're doing. You say to that. So, haphazard picking. We'll say it beforehand, but like 1, 2, 3, that's so boring.
So as the defending champ, I'm okay with this. Because sometimes if you come
back from the same league,
you have to, you know, you might go in the order of standings last year. Yeah. So I assumed I was picking last.
What do you think of haphazard picking?
I'm in. Let's go. Because I have a better chance of getting a better pick this year.
Hugh, are you okay
with
haphazard?
No, I'm not okay with it. Because I think I finished last year.
I couldn't care less.
Didn't I finish last?
I think you did.
I won when I had the 12th pick. So I'm not too worried about it.
I'm going to determine this. I got him in my hand, so I'm going to determine this. The 1, 2, 3, 4 individuals who are participating. You're going to get to dictate what pick comes out the next one? And Gilio,
that could get confusing if we all.
First.
Well, only one person can say it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm going to ask Joe first.
Joe, you
what pick
fine.
Is this? Boom! I'm going to pick it.
We'll go
then
clockwise.
I'm going to ask Joe. What
fine.
Pick is this?
Fine.
And I'm going to ask James. I'm going to ask you.
Wait, right. So how many people are in the league?
12.
12.
All right, Gilio, you got
four here.
You
right got
to say a number 1 through 12. That'll be whatever whoever's name comes out. That person gets this pick.
Now
one
wait
through
a minute.
12.
All right, can you actually write this
yeah,
down?
Yeah, I got it.
Can we make this more confusing? Is there a way to put
too much on your plate?
Just give it another minute, Seltzer.
Hold on. Gilio, say a number from 1 to 12.
12.
12. Okay. Last pick of the draft is, first name out of the tasty cake bag is, oh, it's well folded. I'll give credit to the director for that. That would be the program director, also, what is he, market manager.
How about that?
Rod Lakin.
He really got, I'm not going to use the word, screwed, because otherwise he would have had the first pick.
It's a snake draft, right? So he's 12 and 13.
Yeah, that's not right, terrible.
And there's something to be said for going back to back.
The next number.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to choose number 8.
Number 8, with pick 8,
in honor of Jaleel Okafor.
It will be made by... Damn, this is more work than I thought it was going to be. The combination team of Andrew Porter and Tucker Bagley.
All right, you got it. Hugh,
are number 8.
Hugh, you get to pick the next number.
I'm thinking 6.
6. Pick 6 is... And that's what Darius Slade did to Jalen Hurts.
That's right. That's
my
right.
Own 2 eyes.
Dr. J's number, by the way.
Spike Eskin will pick 6.
Spike's going to object to this in the afternoon show because he would have had the third pick. All right, Seltzer, give us a number.
In honor of Gene Hackman, 4!
Yes. 4! How many passes? 4 passes. That would be Joe Gilio at number 4.
You're welcome, Joe.
Right. Thank you.
Gilio,
thank you, James.
Gilio, it's not a bad pick.
All right, we're back to Gilio. You get to determine the next one.
All right, 3, because I want to know who's right in front of me in this draft. Who
go.
Do I got to worry about?
I'll tell you if it is
this
number
is
3.
Bryce Harper's number. Allen Iverson's number.
That would be 1. Tom Kelly.
TK. Right.
Teeks.
TK 3. All right, I get the next number. I'm going in honor of Roy Hobbs, number 9.
Number 9.
Also
nine.
And
Nick Foles. Nine,
and Ted Williams.
And
number,
the number nine pick
number
belongs
nine.
To Hugh Douglas and Kyle Quinn.
Hey, that's not great, but
you're
it's
nine.
Okay.
All right,
so
right,
Hugh, you get to pick the next number. The numbers left are 1, 2, 5, 7,
been,
10,
been,
and 11.
I've been taking notes, so I'm picking number 7.
Okay, number 7.
7, 7 would be 1. Hammer time!
Okay.
Joe DeCamera.
Yeah, right in the middle. Stuck
ooh,
in the freaking middle.
Though.
I don't like it. Freaking middle. Don't like it.
All right. James?
Seltzer,
up to James?
Pick a number, James.
Number 2.
Number 2.
Moses Malone.
Second pick in the draft belongs to Jack Fritz.
Oh,
wow.
Fritz goes 2nd.
Okay. All right. You get to pick a number here, Joe. You got 1, 5, 10, and 11 left.
10.
Jack Fritz here.
There's the, okay, 10. The camera, Gilio, excuse me, picking 10, wrong Joe. The 10th pick belongs to James Seltzer.
Seltzer.
Not working out for me.
Which, ironically, James, is the exact number you would have been.
So I'm the only one who can't complain about anything. Okay,
yeah,
good.
If we start, by the way, is this good radio or bad radio?
Bad. Really bad.
I think so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I think this is a bad idea. To everyone listening, I'm really sorry.
I think acknowledging it makes it better, though.
Yeah, I hope.
We laughed about it together.
Who could have thought it was a bad idea going in? I don't know. All right.
Yeah, Joe.
So I get to say the next number?
You do, and then...
Number 1.
You and
first,
then
first pick in the
first
draft.
First pick in the draft.
First pick in the draft.
Mikey A.
Well, Angelina.
Angelina, lucking out.
Angelina at the top.
And who is the first pick? Is that Christian McCaffrey?
It depends on how healthy
he's banged up.
Yeah. Depends on your rules.
The calf injury? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got to be. They got a touchdown 17 straight games.
I know. I mean,
you're the one who said he's going to be out for the season. That is official.
I think Joe's
prediction
encouraging
you said
it,
on
so Angelina's
the show.
Team
still
is trying
to speak it into existence.
He's still going to get her, a pick for him. Joe, Hugh, I'm sorry. Pick 11.
11. He selects his fellow Eagle 1, Ike Reese.
Ike. Which is what Ike would have been. 11. All right, and then the 5 is the only one left.
5 is one left, and we got one name left in here. And I guess there's some irony to this. So would that be, Joe?
That would be John Ritchie.
You picked your buddy last.
How about that?
His partner goes, see what happens when you don't show up for work?
Well, you lucked out. You should be 12. He's 5th.
Yeah. All right, there it is. Let the consternation
this
begin.
This is really...
Oh, knew that was coming.
All right, Joe and Hugh, thanks, fellas.
You got it.
That's
guys.
It. We're done.
We're done.
Well, we got to do a show. At 10.
Well, yeah,
get out of here.
I really
we shall be
for this,
listening.
I'll be ready for my show.
All right, and anyone who wants all the names and the tasty cake bag, just to make sure this was done above board, feel free to come in and examine and not get a tasty cake.
There you go. And with that, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I know it's only the third inning, but my God, did these Phillies always have to hit into double plays? I hate them sometimes. Oh, well, thank
there,
you.
Have there a were day, a lot.
Guys. Bye.
There were a lot. What was it, three early, right? Something like that?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are officially rent-free in Orlando Arcia's head. The dude waits 10 months to do what Bryce did in the postseason in a regular season game in August. I cannot wait until the Phillies put away the Braves tonight. Time's yours.
Well, they did. They did do that. So, you know, well done there.
Joe, where do you get the funtry bullying Devin like that over the sports update? If you want to bully someone, I'm going to bully you right back. First of all, you can't pronounce half the words in the English dictionary, okay? And when you try to do it, it takes you like 30 seconds to do it. And secondly, you're shaped like a candy corn, all right? So why don't you watch yourself over there, buddy?
You're shaped like a candy corn.
You should keep your mouth shut.
That's a pretty good line.
I mean, I appreciate that he came to my defense, so thanks.
And he didn't do it live.
No. He did not do it live.
Chelsea, what's your ruling on, in the sports update, we're live at Eagles training camp?
It literally says it on the index card.
I think it's okay. I get it. I think it's okay.
And I crossed it off.
I think it's okay.
See, I created my own.
That's a you problem.
I mean, James, we were literally last night.
Yeah, we're
yesterday,
always live.
We were
I get
talking
it, yes.
about the prior night's Phillies game. So we weren't live?
No, I get it. I get it.
No, you don't.
It's a little nitpicky. It's nitpicky. I'm with you. I'm fine with it. I'm defending you.
Thank you.
I think it's nitpicky.
Sorry.
Joey, hearing that you're a wrestling fan is really cool. I was just curious what your favorite era was. I'm partial to the Attitude Era of the 90s, but I've heard that today's wrestling is pretty great, too. Just curious what your thoughts were. Time's yours.
Of course, it's the Attitude Era.
And
if you're not down with that, I got two words for you, one of which we're not supposed to use here on the radio, so I will
not. Joel Embiid's favorite saying?
That's the sign. That's the Attitude Era.
The answer is the mid 1980s was the best part of time of wrestling. That's the answer. No question about it.
Because that's when you watch wrestling.
That's why, yes. Exactly. And it's when it was worth watching. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
Right. We got a lot to get to today, including the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at Armin Chevrolet. That's ArminChevy.com. ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, Jody, I got the poll results in front of me. How do you think people voted on this? Which is the most likely outcome for the Eagles this regular season? They go 11-6. They win more than 11. They win less than 11.
Even though you, me, and James all said 11-6. So we were 3-for-3 on 11-for-6.
I said 11-6 too.
You were 3. I said 12-5.
You did say 12.
Yeah, I bumped it to 12. I moved. I was at 11, but I'm at 12 now.
Then James, I think, will be the only one who's right. I think more than 11 wins will get more than anybody else. Percentage-wise breakdown, it'll be spread low to mid-40s for above 11 wins.
Good job here. Yeah.
All right, so 44% wins it.
Nailed it.
At 11 wins.
More 11? 11 got more than...
No, my fault. Hold on. There's so many things on this. All right. 11-6, 36%. More than 11, 44%.
Yeah,
nice job, Jody.
That's
what I said.
And 20%.
Mid-40s.
Yeah.
More than.
Nailed it.
Jody, I need a ruling here because I told you 5 questions today, and I need you to just put the thinking cap on and tell me, question 5, is this Flyers-driven or NHL-driven? I brought this up earlier in the week, but I'm curious your ruling on this. The Flyers' first 4 games this year, to me, are a disaster. Okay, a disaster. The Flyers during the Phillies playoffs, and I get it, they might not want to go. They start Friday, October 11th, 10 o'clock, Vancouver. Saturday the 12th, 10 o'clock, at Calgary. Then on a Tuesday, 10 o'clock, at Edmonton. Thursday the 17th, at Seattle, 10 o'clock. Now, I think that is a farcical way to begin a season. Even if you're not going to have all the eyeballs on you, you can't have 4 games that go from 10 p.m. to 12:45 a.m. and tell the fans, hey, welcome to the season. Do you think, Jody, that's Flyers-driven or NHL-driven?
Oh, absolutely NHL. The Flyers would never schedule that. If they had a say in it, no, that's completely from the
league. Well, then they should object, because that's a disgrace.
They may have.
Seltzer,
and they may have
that's
been told,
a disgrace.
Shut up, we put the schedule out.
I bet you it's Flyers-driven. I bet you they're trying to play peekaboo during the Phillies playoffs.
Well, it could. It's really, really hard.
What are the chances?
When there's a Phillies game and there's also a Flyers game scheduled, it is a mess down there.
Totally a mess.
It could be intentional.
But you know what? Seltzer, can you start? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't disagree.
I'm like, hey, kids, welcome to the season, 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
We're trying to make you fans for the future. 4 games from 10 p.m. to 12:45 a.m.
It's like every year. I think that feels like it happens.
But this is 4 in a row.
No, it's 4 in a row, but I feel like they open on the West Coast every year. Yeah. Am I crazy? Or is it every single year?
I'm good with it. I think it's helpful for the Flyers.
We got to come up with
it out of the way. West Coast, get it done with.
Yeah,
out.
That's a good point.
Winning answer. Sports quote that's both big, great, and famous. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. You want Philly, Philly? We're talking about practice. In order to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. Win together today, walk together forever, or something like that.
I have 3.
What do you got?
The name on the front of your jersey, more important than the name on the back, Herb Brooks Miracle. Can't play mad, Ken Griffey Jr., Kenan Cinnaminson. When you come to a fork in the road, take it, Yogi Berra.
Didn't like any of them.
I like the Lombardi one was the one that stood out to me the most there.
Devin, I didn't mean to just shoot you down.
Shot it down. I felt like Lombardi's the winner, right? Like, that's the one that stuck out to me. Shiro was the only other one that was there.
That's who I was going to vote for.
Let's go Lombardi.
If you want to do a Philly thing, it's Freddie. If you want to do an overall thing, it's Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi, congratulations. Our winner is Dave with the Vince Lombardi answer. Everyone have a wonderful, tremendous rest of the day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.